Traveling with your pets can be time-consuming and expensive, but people like Catherine Zhao say their pets are not just animals, and leaving them behind is out of the question.
It is a rather natural thing for me to just include the dogs wherever we go.
Pet relocation services are often costly. As such, more educated pet owners are able to save a lot of money by just going through the process themselves.
The services would at least cost over 10,000 yuan. We thought that we could do it more cheaply ourselves, and it turned out that we could. For us to do it, it cost under 3,000. But then again, that we had the time we had planned ahead, and I'm sure that if you had run out of time or like you just were busy with other things, then of course I can see that they would be very helpful for you.
For those determined to take their pets with them when they travel, experts are recommending they become more educated. Mary Peng, founder of Beijing-based International Center for Veterinary Services, say they hold monthly workshops to try and train people how to travel with their animals.
Families that, you know, until they found us, until they came to attend the sessions, they may have not considered taking their pets with them because they heard so much information about the complexity, or they were so intimidated by the potential costs. And what's really rewarding, I think, is that we see the number of animals that do go on to travel with their families to their next destination country has been increasing over the last 10 years.
Pets often require more documentation for international travel than humans, including proof of vaccination, health certificates, and government-issued documents of approval. Countries in the European Union, New Zealand, and Australia are among the most strict when it comes to bringing in animals. For CRI, this is Jessica Luo.